Whether he says one is saved or lost, the gospel maintains its inherent power. Just as the light, even though it can blind the weak, remains light, even while causing blindness, and as honey, even if it's bitter to those who are sick, is innately sweet. So too, the gospel is sweet, even if some people don't believe it and are lost. Their demise is not because of the gospel, but due to their own stubbornness. And this very principle further accentuates its sweetness, which causes the corrupt and immoral to perish. Hence, not only the salvation of the righteous, but also the demise of the wicked exhibits its superiority. Just like the sun, for this very reason that it is extremely bright, can hurt the weak eyes. The Savior is for the fall and rise of many. Luke 2:34. But still he remains a Savior, even if thousands fall. His arrival brought severe punishment for those who did not believe, but it continues to be full of healing. That's why he says, "We are a sweet fragrance to God." That means, even if some are lost, we continue to be what we are. Also, he didn't simply say, "a sweet fragrance," but "a sweet fragrance to God." And when we are a sweet fragrance to God and he decrees these matters, who will dare to dispute?